Dr. Paul here. I wanted to give you guys a little update. A lot of people have been asking, what's going on with your license? Well, to first put something in perspective, I want to be honest from the heart about something. I was having a hard time. I was having a hard time with the fact that the medical board had an emergency meeting. Like, this was such a big emergency that they immediately, after one emergency meeting on that day, December 3rd of this past year, so just a couple, two, 3 months ago, emergently suspended my license. I'm thinking, what the heck? So, you know, I'm thinking in my head, I've been listening to parents, I've been doing my research, I've been gathering the data. I actually got the data published, so some of you know that story, right? So we have the data published in a peer-reviewed journal that showed in my practice, the unvaccinated were having much less illness, much less chronic disease, which was the actual information the board had asked me to provide. And what's their response? Yank my license. So I'll admit, I had a resentment. Now, I know, some of you know I'm in recovery for 18 years. I haven't had a drink or a mind-altering substance, but I used to drink too much. And one of the things we know in that world is resentments is your number one offender, right? So I wasn't feeling like I was gonna drink over this, but I was carrying this resentment and I think it was hurting me. We also know, here's another truth. Do you have anything in your life or anybody in your life that you need to forgive? Because if you do, you probably know this, it's hurting you. So this resentment I had with the board was hurting me, and I just couldn't release it. I've released it. I am completely free of that resentment. In fact, I am thankful, thank you, board, for taking my license. I mean, it's not gone completely. The update is I've got a hearing, but the truth that I wanted you to know is I'm completely okay with whatever happens. I used to have not only a resentment, but this sort of defeatist sort of sense that, oh, they're all powerful, accountable to no one. They're just gonna take it. They're never gonna give me back my license. I don't feel that way anymore, but I'm not perfect either. So here's what I had an aha moment. Actually, a good friend helped me see this, and here's what it is. There's a couple main complaints, sort of the underlying theme that the board has been throwing at me recently. One is that I'm forcing parents to follow a different vaccine schedule than the CDC schedule, or I'm coercing them into doing less than the CDC schedule. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not. But maybe somehow I did without realizing it. Okay, because when I share what I know, in a way, you might take it as I'm trying to convince you or force you not to follow the CDC schedule. There's nothing wrong with vaccines as such, right? I mean, there are plenty of people who get all vaccines and they do just fine. But there's also plenty of people who have harm and don't do well. And I think maybe I haven't given the full message. And so then it comes across like, this guy's radical, this guy's dangerous, this guy needs to be put in his place. And if I did anything to have that feeling come out there, I'm gonna own that, because that was never my intent. My intent is always just to be informational, share what I know, and let you make the decision. That's the whole premise of informed consent. That's how medicine is supposed to be practiced. So to any of you who have thought that I'm anti-vax, let me set the record straight. I have afforded the opportunity for parents to do all the vaccines, follow the CDC schedule if they want. Even in the cases where they wanna do every single one, on the same day. I mean, it's not what I would do. It scares me, but we allow that. It is absolutely your choice. And so I just wanted to set the record straight there. We vaccinate most of our patients in my practice. We vaccinate every day in my practice. And we don't discourage people from vaccines. We just educate them so ideally they vaccinate in a slightly more, I don't know how to say it without, I don't want to get misconstrued that there he goes being anti-vaccine. But it's just like the aluminum issue. If you need to get aluminum vaccines, fine, but maybe just do one on at a time, right? Because we know the aluminum toxicity data is out there. That's been published. And the live viruses, say the MMR. It's a great vaccine, by the way. It's very effective. Well, the mumps part, 80% effective, but the rest of it, measles and rubella, that's a great vaccine for effectiveness. But it's a live virus vaccine, and I think it's safer if you give it by itself, because when you give aluminum, that messes up the immune system right when your immune system's trying to deal with that live virus, or three live viruses in the case of measles, mumps, rubella. So yeah, I just wanted you to know, we're vaccinating. We're not discouraging it as such. We're just informing, and I don't want anybody to think this guy's anti-vax. Of course, I'm also a safe space for those of you who don't want to vaccinate after you've been informed. If that's your choice, completely honored. You know that. Probably why I've gotten in a little bit of trouble. But there's risks and benefits, and it really is you, the parent, if you're talking about for your children, or you, the consumer. If you're an adult and you're making a decision about a vaccine, you should make the decision. And so I just wanted you to have that update. On March 4th, I go before the board. It's the hearing. They're going to ask me a bunch of questions, and I feel like I'm free to be completely open and honest with them, with nothing to hide. And honestly, I can say, you know what? Thank you, board, for pointing out to me, maybe I missed this fact that some people are misinterpreting how I'm coming across. Because I don't want anybody to feel pressure to do anything, whether it's to do the whole schedule or do nothing or anything in between when it comes to vaccines or any other issue that matters to you and your health. Because it's all about health and wellness anyway. So anyway, I wanted to thank you for your attention. Thank you, medical board. Thank you to all of you who've been praying for me and wishing that I get it. I think I'm starting to get it. Sorry, I'm a little slow sometimes on these things, you know, of the heart. But for your own sake, if you also are hanging on to something that you can let go and forgive, I don't know how we get there, but when you get there, it's awesome. So peace to you, love to you. I'm Dr. Paul. Talk to you again soon.